Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A mild evening across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv. In Haifa, temperatures are comfortable, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from the Jerusalem Post, U.S. attacks in the Gulf are seen as a serious breach of ceasefire, according to Iranian officials. Also, earlier today, Ynet reported that the U.S. struck tankers near Iran, with the UAE claiming Tehran fired missiles and drones. Also this hour, JNS informs us that the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of Mia Shem. Israeli forces also targeted Hamas infrastructure in Gaza. Separately, I-24 News reveals that Trump has announced a three-day ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia, with a significant prisoner exchange underway. And finally, JTA reports that two Jewish nonprofits are funding relocation for LGBTQ individuals to safer states, dispersing over $270,000 in loans. Here's what people are saying online. Hamza, a prominent commentator, posted just minutes ago questioning the re-establishment of the Tarasla settlement in April, linking it to recent tensions. Eve Barlow, an outspoken activist, wrote earlier today about rising Jew hatred in America, emphasizing the damage of constant threats and harassment. Ahmed Fuad Al-Khatib, a journalist, shared that Gazan social media is circulating photos suggesting a cigarette smuggling operation with cigarettes hidden in World Food Program boxes. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Gulf tensions, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iranian sources view the U.S. actions as more than just a light slap. They warn of further decisive responses if the U.S. re-enters the Persian Gulf. This escalation raises concerns about stability in a crucial oil transit region. Turning to the U.S.-Iran conflict, Ynet details how the U.S. targeted tankers amid ongoing ceasefire talks. The UAE confirms missile and drone attacks from Iran. This strike came hours after clashes near the Strait of Hormuz, a vital shipping lane. The situation heightens fears of a larger regional conflict. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Israeli forces have made significant strides against Hamas in Gaza, targeting tunnels and command centers. The operation included the killing of a key figure involved in Mia Shem's abduction. This action is part of Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist networks and ensure security. Separately, I-24 News highlights a diplomatic breakthrough with Trump announcing a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia. The exchange of 1,000 prisoners marks a rare moment of cooperation. This development could pave the way for further negotiations and potential peace talks. Finally, JTA brings attention to the support for LGBTQ individuals facing hostile environments. Keshet and the Hebrew Free Loan Society are providing critical financial assistance, helping people relocate to safer areas. This initiative underscores the ongoing challenges and resilience of marginalized communities. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that India's KPIT is set to acquire Kymotive, founded by ex-Shinbet chief Yuval Diskin, for up to $120 million. This acquisition will boost KPIT's position in the automotive cybersecurity sector. Separately, Walla Business reveals that the average salary in Israel has reached nearly 16,000 shekels, a new record. However, the number of jobs is decreasing, painting a complex economic picture. And finally, Globes announces that Yossi Abu is stepping down as CEO of NewMed Energy after 15 years. This move is seen as a shift to explore new opportunities in regional and global markets. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.